All week long, Krista made you laugh. Now hear it again.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Welcome to the Krista Mornings Podcast on 93.1 Jams.
Station that sounds like Madtown, 93.1 Jams with second date updates. One of our favorite things to do, you know, you go on that first date, you think, gosh, man, this is happening. And for some reason, the person you thought is going to happen with your future, doesn't get back to you.
Why does that happen to people? It's so sad.
It
makes me cry.
It's sad. It's the dating world. All right. Well, good morning. We have Rachel on the line because she has an issue because she went out on a date and someone's not getting back with her. Good morning.
I'm doing well. I need your guys' help, though. So I went on a date with this girl, Lisa, and we met on her. And we met at Plan B. We had a great time. You know, we're both into EDM music.
Love it.
Talked about different shows that we've been to. And she's not getting back to me, and I don't know why.
Oh,
I thought, like, we really hit it off. And
yeah.
I thought that we'd, you know, I thought that we'd have another date. But, yeah, I don't know. She's just no response, nothing.
What was your conversation like when you were at Plan B?
It was really easy to have conversation. We were just, like, flowing from one subject to the next, you know. And we really hit it off in terms of, like, the music that we're into. So that was great.
Sure. Get your groove on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know what to do.
How did this date end? I mean, once you guys got done Plan B, were there any, like, intimations like, hey, let's go back to my place and get saucy, or... I don't know, did you guys just like kiss and go your own way? What happened?
It was just like a kiss on the cheek, you know, like end of the night, like just getting to know you type thing. Like,
can you think of anything that you might have done that offended her or she's like, oh, no, that's not for me. Can you really just think of anything or you just thought it went really well in your head? Because that happens a lot.
I don't think so. I don't think anything went wrong. Like, we both have the same political views, like. We're both, you know, obviously, like, we're both liberal and you know, went to the Women's March and, like, believe in, I don't know, the same thing, same ideals, have similar upbringings. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't really know what.
Well, we're going to help you out.
That offended her.
It's like, a mystery.
We both split the bill.
Oh.
Like, that.
Yeah.
You know.
That's always
like,
good.
That's normal, so.
Well, sounds like there's
right.
a lot of reasons, but.
Yeah.
We are going to find out which one it was.
All right, Rachel, are you ready, honey? We're going to call her.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. It's Second Date Update with Krista Mornings on 93.1 Jams.
Hello?
Hi, is this Lisa?
Yes, this is.
Hi,
hello,
honey.
Lisa.
This is Krista and Aaron from Krista Mornings on 93.1 Jams. We are just giving you a call to say hi. Hope your morning's going well. And why haven't you gotten back to Rachel? You went out on a date. It's called Second Date Update. Have you heard of it by chance?
You know, it's funny. I actually have. I mean, I've heard other people. I guess I, you know.
Yes, honey.
Wow. Okay.
Well, you're on it today.
So, yeah, Rachel went out on a date with her, went out to Plan B, had a lot of fun, grooved the night away. What happened? Haven't come back to her.
Why?
Oh, wow.
it's a hard one.
This is, okay. We had a lot in common. I guess the date was fun. I'm just, God, this sounds shallow. I'm just not physically attracted to her. Like, I mean, I think she could be pretty, but she showed up, like, her outfit, like, didn't fit, you know? It was too tight. Like, she was wearing this black dress that was cute, but, I mean, was, like, three sizes too small. I mean, it was, just didn't fit right. Her makeup was just so over the top, you know, like a Kardashian or something, you know, where it's like, how much did you put on? And I'm just, you know, I'm just a little bit more, you know, I just like more like natural girls and, you know, just, I don't know. I'm 29. So I would just want someone that's a little more grown, you know, like knows how to dress their body. And
sure. Had you seen what she looked like though, on the her dating app?
Yeah, and her pictures were nice. I mean, you know, I mean, there was like a couple where she looked like, I guess, really made up, but, you know, some of the more like, you know, chill ones, like, you know, her at festivals and stuff, you know, were, you know, more chill. I mean, you know, of course at festivals, you know, you wear all the like crazy stuff and you know, it might be a little bit more lenient, but I guess I didn't realize that. I mean, we were on a date in like, just at home. I mean, I guess I figured it would be more laid back. I don't know. I guess I'm just more laid back, and I figured she would be too.
So she was.
Yeah, it's just it wasn't a good first impression.
Okay.
Yeah. Hi, Lisa.
There she is.
There's Rachel. Yeah. So we do have to tell you that Rachel is on the phone with us, Lisa. She was listening the entire time. She was just curious, wanted to know why. Mm-hmm. So, Rachel, turns out your makeup was a little bit over the top.
It happens, honey.
Yeah, so, like, what was going on with your face?
That makes sense. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I kind of smoked some pot before I went out, and I think I'm just really bad at applying makeup after doing that.
It happens. I mean, I watch The Real Housewives, and if you girls have ever seen Kim Zolciak, I mean, she does it on purpose. She's way out there.
Yeah. I totally understand. I honestly, like, I got really excited because I haven't been on a first date in a long time. I had a really bad, I know I'd mentioned, like, a breakup, like, a couple months ago, and I think I was just really nervous, and I probably tried too hard because I was just really excited to meet you. But I normally don't go over the top like that. I just was.
So it was a one-time thing. One of you were high, the other one wasn't, and you know, you just weren't on the same playing level. So I mean, could we look past this and have another date where the makeup is on, you know, fleek? Maybe we don't wear makeup. Maybe we go all natural.
Maybe don't wear anything. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who
maybe
knows
we just don't.
Yeah. No.
Just don't smoke.
I would definitely
weed.
Be. Oh, I'm sorry. No. I would definitely be down to go out again, but like for like a hike or something, like somewhere where I'm not gonna be like, hey.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah, perfect. So if you'd like to do that, I mean, I'm not sure we can't really pay for a hike, but because if you guys do want to go back out again, we will cover the cost of the date for you.
Yeah. We'll get you some hiking gear.
Yeah. Up to you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can go hiking and grab
beers.
I'd be down.
Okay. Done. What a cute date that would be.
Beautiful.
You're in her world now.
Even if I had a heart, I still wouldn't mind crushing yours.
It's Tough Love with Siri.
It is time for some Tough Love with Siri. Yes, we give this to you as a gift because we love you so much. And if there's a question that you dare to ask her, well, she's just going to make you feel bad inside. And that's the gift to everybody else because it makes you laugh.
Yeah, it's probably the best way to start off your Monday morning. Get some of Siri's nice witticisms.
Yes. Pick up the phone and give us a call at 321-0931. Text us at 30734. We have our Snapchat page, Jams931. You can Instagram me, Krista Mornings. We have our Twitter page. Also, hit us up on our Facebook page. We always do Facebook Lives and so much more. So what else we got, Aaron?
You can always become a Friends with Benefits member and ask Siri a question through that, either from MadTownJams.com or the brand new Jams app. While you're there, bid on some of those great prizes, too, like tickets to go see Maroon 5.
All right, we have a message here from our Friends with Benefits member, Nikki. Siri, my friends have already started saving money for whatever iPhone comes out next year. Why does Apple bring a new phone out every dang year? Can't we just get a break from it?
This one is easy. Apple comes out with phones so often because they know that you are a dumbass sucker who is addicted to technology and you will buy anything that they put out. People have become so obsessed with having the latest technology that Apple could just put out a ball of tinfoil with an antenna sticking out of it and I am sure people would wait in lines for 3 days to buy it. The worst part about buying new phones is that it feels like every new generation gets easier to break and more expensive to fix.
It's very true.
Yeah, I don't... Well, it's because Apple puts these things in their phone. It's called planned obsolescence, I think is the term for it. It's where your iPhone, 2 years, dead. Yeah. It will never work
again.
They do
it on purpose, man.
Yeah,
it's a scam. It's a scam. I'm just going to use my daughter's like toy phone. It's fine.
Yeah.
At least no one will talk back to me. That will finally be a nice break where I'm not being talked back to.
The cow goes.
Love it. All right, we have a question here over Facebook from Carter. Siri, my kids give me every excuse under the sun that they can't clean their rooms. How can I get them to do that?
That's no sweat. Tell them that you love it when their room is messy because then you can spend a little quality time with them cleaning it together. Watch how clean their room is when they realize that quality time means that you get to go through all of their stuff while you clean. That room will be so spick and span you will be able to eat off of the floor.
Yeah, especially if you have a teenage boy.
Yeah.
That will work quicker than anything else. Hey, son, let me go through your room. That way we can clean it up together. Okay, Dad, I just gotta clean out like 3 boxes worth of stuff. Don't look in those boxes, please.
Are you talking from experience, Aaron?
Maybe.
We have a question here over Twitter from Samuel. Siri, listen, I hate checking my emails every day. It feels like such a waste of time. Why in the heck are emails always a super big headache? That's a big question because I'm constantly doing that with work.
Checking emails can seem like a huge pain in the ass because people rarely ever read the email that you sent them and put no thought into the reply. So you will have conversations that take hours and hours to accomplish something super minor. You will basically just end up answering the same questions over and over again, and even worse, sometimes people will waste your time asking you questions that they can easily find the answer to on the internet. Stop wasting my time asking me something that Google could answer if you weren't a lazy loser. Or, here is a novel idea. Why don't you just pick up the phone and ask me the question you want answered instead of wasting half of my day?
I don't know if your boss would really like that, though.
Yeah, but it just sounds so calming. Feel unplugged.
To what? Not call or to call?
Yeah, to not call.
To not call? Yeah, I would be like, I know it's like 12 at night, but I have a question I need you to answer for me. Krista, go to bed. All right, I have a text here from Felicia, who's a Friends with Benefits member. Siri, I feel so bad for my dog in the winter. I think he's cold. Do you think he would like wearing those little doggy clothes?
Yes.
Good God, no. What makes you think that your dog wants to wear clothes anyway? Are you a dog whisperer? Don't make your poor dog make the same awful fashion decisions as you do. Dogs come with clothes already. It's called their fur. Stop dressing them up like an asshole just so you can post pictures of it on social media. Every time I see a poor dog wearing a goofy dress, all I see is a fashion hostage that needs to be liberated.
I just think they're super cute. I probably feel the same, though. They probably hate you and hate their life that you did that to them, but
yeah,
some of them shiver.
Kaya would not be having it.
Oh, no, my dog doesn't need any of that, a German Shepherd. But when you see those little ankle biters and they've got those little, like, clothes and sweaters on, I mean, those dogs shiver. I mean, maybe they're just in fear because a dog like mine, like Kaya, they think they're going to be eaten by it.
Yeah, they're just like, ugh, I have to dress like you. Ugh.
It's kind of scary.
Tough Love with Siri on 93.1 Jams.
Now.
Krista. Mornings on 93.1 Jams.